Welcome to Mr. Wrestling Theater 420.
Your semi-favorite.
Inconsistent.
Incorrect.
Incoherent.
Inappropriate.
Unprofessional.
Sometimes weekly.
Wrestling-based podcast.
On Anchor.fm. That means
what the fuck is up, Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 93, season 4, episode 7.
All right, no working title yet.
fucking phone call from hell. I don't fucking know. I'm gonna go with that actually. It's Halloween right. Time, that actually kind of fits.
Yeah, that works. I like it.
Halloween call from hell.
Yep. Quick happy birthdays to Jason Lee, Simon Gotch, John Nord, Sweet Soraya, which is that Paige's mom?
That is, yes. I don't know what the fuck Jason Lee is, other than like the guy from Dogma. That's not the same person, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Cause I'm like, yeah, that's not the same person, because that's the only person I know, Jason Lee, but whatever. And right. Celebrity birthday is Jean-Claude Van Damme,
that's a good one actually.
Yeah. Watched all those movies growing up.
Yeah. Back when I thought he actually could do martial arts, now it was just some gymnast guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Story of the day is Russian rocket fuel.
Oh.
It's a weird title. I like it, though.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I like it, too.
All right. So, stuff happened in wrestling. I don't know where you want to go. I don't really care where you want to go. It's up to you. Start wherever you want to start. Rant about something. Bitch about something. You know, normal show, but just on the phone.
So what do you think's going on with Bray Wyatt? Do you see his, like, in-ring, like, little promo shoot thing or whatever you want to call it?
I did. I'm kind of disappointed that he's not on Raw, because I watch Raw every week because I have Mondays off.
Yeah.
Fridays, Friday SmackDowns, sometimes I skip a lot of those and just watch, like, the highlight videos or, ups and downs of them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't watch those full episodes, but, I mean, obviously, Bray's there. I'll find a way to watch it now. But, like,
I figured they would let him kind of go between both shows.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't know why. And then, like, yeah, it was a cool little promo and all that. And, like, he's supposed to just be Wyndham Rotunda now? Like, with the way he was talking, it was kind of like he was trying to talk like he was just a normal person.
I read that the rumor is he is going to play all of the Wyatt Six.
Oh, so he's just like had like a, like he's split, like wicked split personality, yeah. Now.
So he's going to be Mick Foley times two. So he's going to be Bray Wyatt. He's going to be Wyndham Rotunda, Bray Wyatt, the fucking.
And all the rabbit, the Abby, everything.
He's going to literally be everybody.
Huh.
But I also read that there's like, you know, Vincent and someone else. But anyway, something that ROH had, like Vincent and whoever else who was in the Righteous with him.
Yeah.
I got his name right now. Is going to be part of the Wyatt Six, too. I also heard that fucking Eric Rowan is going to be part of the Wyatt Six. So, like, I don't know. I'm just going to wait for shit to happen now.
Yeah. It was just like it was weird, and then it like ended, and like he spoke a little bit like up on the screen in the mask, the new mask.
So that's like super evil fiend.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's supposed to be, but super evil fiend.
So it's just, I love Bray Wyatt a lot, and I'm interested to see where it goes. It's just sometimes like this is very much him with, I feel like, the very like breadcrumb trail. It's like, here's a little bit here, here's a little bit here, here's a little bit here.
I got a feeling we're not going to see a lot of it's just going to be weird bullshit, but the next couple of months. Like, he'll be there, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know who's actually in the Wyatt Six or what's happening with that. But like I said, he could play four characters and then have a couple of extra ones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be interesting to see.
One question from that promo, or whatever the hell it was. He said he lost two people close to him. I assume one is Luke Harper. Who is the second one?
I don't know because thank you for mentioning that because I almost would have forgot that because I heard that I'm like, well, I definitely know one's Brody Lee or
Right.
whatever. That's what I said when I was watching it. I'm like, who the fuck's the other one?
Right. I mean, like, sorry for your loss, but like, I just don't know who the second person was. Did I miss something totally? I think
Yeah,
it's be
is
like
it
a
another
family member too.
customer or was it just like a personal friend?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Was it more of like a, just
Because
an
what other
outside?
wrestlers have died this year, in this past year, roughly?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think about it off the top of my head that like we
Like,
said
his
before, like
dad's still alive.
would be cool with Bray. You know what I mean? Like, or I would find him hanging out with Bray. Like, it could be anybody for all I know. Don't forget, he's our child too, so.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. So, that's brave for you, though.
You're right. I mean, I don't know who that person is. I'm sure there was something going out there, but like, I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
So.
What else from this week? So, we already know Seth was the new United States champion. I didn't know I watched Raw last night.
I watched Raw last night.
Anything good happen?
Well, the first 5 minutes of it was Lashley calling out Lesnar.
Yeah, oh yeah, I almost forgot about Lashley and Lesnar because that's how fucking Seth won the fucking title, basically.
Seth needs to write Lesnar a check. That's the
Oh
second
yeah.
time he gave him a title.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because he came down and whooped Lashley's ass and then Seth got him to fight him and won.
Well, Lashley called him out yesterday and then beat the fucking holy shit out of him.
Oh.
So, in 5 minutes, they broke
Oh.
the announce table and everything. And it was the first 5 minutes of the fucking show.
Oh shit. All right. I'm definitely gonna watch that tonight then.
Wasn't much else going on. I mean, some cool shit, but nothing special.
Yeah. I kind of like the Lesnar-Lashley feud. I kind of like it without a title too.
Yeah, 'cause, and then now there's no pressure. Now you can, doesn't matter who wins that shit.
Yeah, and you can just let them like you can let the behemoths fight each other.
Is your Saudi match though?
Yeah, of course it is. Well, Brock has no problem with fucking taking the Saudi money.
Why would he?
Been
He's
at
on a
most
pay.
of them. He's a fucking prize fighter. He's all here for the money. He's not really there for anything else.
We got some interesting shit happening tonight.
On NXT?
Not necessarily, well, kind of on NXT. Like, we're gonna have Rhea Ripley on NXT tonight.
Oh.
She's facing Roxanne Perez.
Okay, random as fuck.
Raquel Gonzalez is also gonna be on NXT. She is facing Cora Jade.
Also random as hell.
The Good Brothers are also supposed to be on NXT tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's like everybody down there tonight.
Well, some interesting to that is because of baseball playoffs, tonight is also Tuesday Night Dynamite.
Oh.
So, Trips is trying to spend, they did a lot of advertising on Raw last night, you know what I mean? Like, they had, Cora Jade ask Rhea if she come up and beat up fucking Roxanne for her. Because they're doing,
Yeah.
like, a pick your poison thing before that match at fucking Halloween Havoc.
Oh, how havoc, yeah.
So like they got people promoting like Cameron Graves was there promoting, Cameron Grimes, Cameron Graves. K Cameron Grimes was there promoting as well. He recruited the Good Brothers because he has money and they're all about cash
Yeah.
money. So
They are all about cash money.
they're gonna go do a job for not do a job for him, but they're gonna go get some money. Side
All right.
quests, if you will.
It'll be interesting to see, speaking of the Good Brothers and the OC, like we'll see how that feud between them and the Judgment Day pans out.
Yeah, I don't think it's looking very
Because
good.
I like that the Judgment Day needs some help somehow. I have a very strong belief that if you're going to make a new group like that they should just come out and just assault and dominate like everybody for a little bit to get this kind of an impact. Like think about the Shield when they first came out.
Right.
They're
Right.
pulling people through announce tables. They were going through like everybody. They were like almost unbeatable. They were putting all these weird three-man tag teams together to stop them.
Well, the Wyatt
Like,
family abducted Kane like the first like week they were there.
Yeah, they had that Inferno match. Him and Bray had that Inferno match, and he beat him. And then they, Harper and Rowan just carried him out afterwards.
So
it's just like, I feel like the Judgment Day is just lacking in that sense. Like, they haven't had enough impact. Like, you got to have a big impact when you come in and then transfer it into growing storylines, or else it's just kind of like, I don't care anymore.
I do think it's better without Edge, because for whatever reason, since Finn took over, they've actually been like winning matches and shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I was not happy about that at first when it first happened. I'm like, why are we changing this shit already? But it has been a better run for them since Finn took over.
Right. I mean, at least like winning wise anyway. I'm just you know how I feel about Dom anyway, so like, can we just...
Is it me, or does Dom just look scared the whole time he's out there?
Dom looks scared the whole time he's out there.
Like, is it just too much pressure for him or something?
And now Daddy works on fucking Fridays, so like, Daddy's not even there to protect him anymore.
Yeah, because Daddy tried to quit, and then Trips was like, no, we're not doing that. Oh, you can just come over here on SmackDown and get away from them.
Speaking of that bullshit, do you know what's on fucking Raw now because of that?
Who?
Oh, he has a manager. His manager is JBL.
Oh.
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his manager, but that's who introduced him last night. So maybe, but I think they're going to be together for a little while, because I read that before.
Okay.
He was coming back to manage somebody. It's a heel, and I'll give you 5 guesses. Obviously, it came from Smack. But so I'll give you 3 guesses. You guess 3 times.
It's a like heel from SmackDown.
Yeah, mid-card heel. Obviously, not going to be a main event heel. It's not fucking Roman Reigns or anybody.
Well, yeah, Roman Reigns, he's got a fucking army now. He doesn't need anybody else. I'm trying to think of fucking heels from SmackDown now.
That would fit with JBL.
Yeah, that's what I can't think of. Like,
that's what threw me off at first, too. I'm like, oh. Cause I tried to go too literally with the cowboy thing.
Yeah.
So that helps you a lot.
Who the would have them as a manager? Like, I mean, I guess you could do the billionaire thing, kind of.
Yeah, do
because JBL was like a rich man at one point.
Yep, go ahead, do that. Go with that one.
It's not Baron Corbin, is it?
It is Baron Corbin.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. See, I didn't think that at first until Baron Corbin came out. These two actually make sense together because I fucking can't stand either one of them.
Yeah.
Like, JBL more character-wise than Baron
Corbin. I never liked JBL, like, Bradshaw's JBL character. I liked Bradshaw.
Well, he did it well. Because they're in Oklahoma, and Oklahoma and Texas just fucking hate each other anyway. So what better place to debut JBL as a fucking heel than Oklahoma?
Not wrong.
And plus, like I said, like we said before, like Baron Corbin does his job. Like, you fucking can't stand Baron Corbin.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the thing. He's really good at catching heat and making everybody hate him.
So I think it's going to be really, 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 you know, like a heat-hated group that, like, no one can fucking stand.
Yeah.
I mean, calling.
Is he Baron still Happy Corbin, or is he just Baron Corbin
again?
He's
just Baron Corbin. He's the modern wrestling god.
Oh, yeah, that'll piss everybody off.
Yeah, see, it already pissed you off, right?
Yep. Wrestling god. Please. Oh, God.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Pisses you off immediately.
Yep. Whatever. It is what it is. We'll see where it goes.
I think it'll be
okay. We have been bitching for a long time that he needed a new gimmick change or to go back to the lone wolf or something.
It's similar to the lone wolf, except now he has, you know, a manager who can show him the way as a heel. Show him how to truly cheat.
Yeah.
And run away.
He ain't cheating, he ain't trying.
Cheating, running away.
Yep. Hilarious. Also, like, I'm very speaking of because the Saudi show is coming up and all that. Like, I am very much like, I don't care about Roman Reigns versus Logan Paul at all.
Oh, no, me neither.
I just, why? I still am asking myself why. Like, I understand why this is happening because Logan Paul is a big enough name now outside of just WWE that people know who he is. But I don't, is this the guy? I don't think the Saudis really want to see Logan Paul.
I don't know. He has a huge following. I'm sure he has some time following in fucking
Saudi. He does have a huge following. Like, lots of people all over like him. I just am not one of those people.
No, me neither.
I just think he's a tool, and this whole thing makes no sense to me.
Whatever. He's not going to win.
I know. He better not win. How much would that piss you off?
A lot, but it's not going to happen. Why would it happen?
Yeah, I know. It's just, I hate the whole blood money thing.
But like, if he does win, I'm never watching wrestling again. Like, that is the stupidest shit. At least WWE ever again.
Yeah, I just like, I don't think Trips would do something that irresponsible, but
I don't either. But you never know. I'm sure Jimmy can't travel. I'm sure Jay can't travel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure both of them can't travel. So he's only got Solo. I don't think Sammy is welcome over there.
Fucking Saudi.
Yeah. So he's literally just got Solo this time again.
Right. But even still, like, do you really need any help to beat up Logan Paul in a wrestling match? Like,
You would think, but they pushed all that shit that he beat, like, Floyd, and who else did he beat? Somebody else in, like, an MMA match, and
he didn't beat Floyd. He didn't lose to Floyd.
Yeah, I know, but that's he's one of those assholes that because he didn't lose, he thinks he won.
Right.
So
there was no winner or loser to begin with.
Yeah, I know. He's just, like, this is why I hate this kid.
It's part of the reason. Then he has way more money than I do.
Huh?
Then he has way more money than I do.
Yeah. For like nothing.
For absolutely nothing. No talent, no nothing. Just a piece
of shit. He's just a loud mouth that like got himself like I don't know.
All right, there we go. Douchebag of the day.
Logan Paul. Absolutely. So I did not watch AEW. Did you see anything from AEW this week?
No.
Any signs that it's going to fucking get any better anytime soon?
It will. They just need to take a step back and reset a little bit.
Yeah.
Tonight won't be any better. And the reason for that is that they're going to try way too hard to compete against Triple H. And I think Triple H will try way too hard to compete against them. You know, Shawn Michaels now. But whatever. You get what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
Like, Chip doesn't want to lose because he already lost. Like, and I think AEW will have more ratings. Like, I know they'll have more ratings just because of the way their ratings usually are.
Yeah.
But closer than people think.
I do too. Like, I watched NXT this past week and I was like, it wasn't that bad.
I'm gonna say something around 750,000 for both of them. Like, neither one of them hit a million.
No.
Neither one of them hit a million. They competed against each other, so let's call it 750 max. Probably more like 500 each, honestly.
Yeah.
People are going to be splitting it right down the middle, probably.
Yep. Because now you're like, you got your people who are definitely diehard on both sides now.
Right, but you can definitely feel the diehard because, like, you know, I was like, oh, is there WWE guys were all defending the WWE product, and that's all AEW fucking fans are doing right now. Like, fucking call them out on some bullshit, please.
Yeah, well, that's my whole thing sometimes with this whole thing in the internet wrestling community is, like, it's okay to, like, flop back and forth between what's your favorite at the moment or what's holding your interest more at the moment. Like, that's kind of what we do.
That's exactly what we do. I picked the best, not the best. I mean, some of the shit I like was pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But I picked the best from AEW, and then I picked the best from Raw, and the best from SmackDown, and the best from Impact. Anything that I deemed interesting is what I'm watching.
Yeah. And I mean, it's wrestling. I can usually watch any of it and still, like, be entertained enough.
Did we talk about fucking Pac and Orange Cassidy last week? Or was that this week?
I don't remember talking about it last week, so that must be this week.
You know Orange Cassidy is the new All-Atlantic champion?
What?
Okay, I guess we didn't talk about that at all.
No, we did not talk about that at all. This has got me pissed off now.
All-Atlantic champion.
Why?
Because...
Like, why do people like this guy so much? He's my second douchebag of the week.
I'm not going to call him my douchebag of the week. I think it's good booking-wise because he needed a big push. And Pac really doesn't draw like that, or at least Orange Cassidy sells t-shirts.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I still don't see the hype behind Orange Cassidy.
I don't either. I can't stand Orange Cassidy. I think he's fucking useless. But
like a guy like Pac would hold my interest far more than Orange Cassidy.
But man, this comes from a guy who likes Danhausen. So like, again, like.
True. I mean, I like Danhausen too. It's just like I'm not also asking for Danhausen to have a title right now.
I want Danhausen to ever have a title. Like, honestly.
I feel like gimmick wrestlers, because at the end of the day, that's all Orange Cassidy is. He's just a gimmick. He's not like he's meant to be that character and that character. Yeah, he's got some development to him, but he's not meant to be like holding titles to me.
I mean, aren't all wrestlers just the gimmick?
Yeah, but not like it's more of a comedy gimmick than it is like actual wrestling gimmick.
I agree.
I guess. And he's the jester. Danhausen is a jester. Like, they're jester characters to me. They're cool to watch. Sometimes they make you laugh. Some of them don't, but they're not really meant to be in title pictures to me.
I agree. I mean, I don't know why they did it. I mean, I like I said, they fucking love him. Like
they love him, and I'm not gonna lie. Like, a lot of the AEW fan base loves the guy.
Right.
I just don't like. He doesn't fucking talk.
He does talk. He just says whatever.
Yeah, but like that's like when's the last time he like sat there with the microphone and cut a promo?
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Exactly, and like you kind of need to be able to do that if you want to get to a certain level. You know, honestly, in my opinion. So that's my rant about Orange Cassidy, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I can give a fuck about Orange Cassidy.
I also really don't give a fuck about that title either, to be honest.
Well, it's because Pac won it and then like went all over the place defending it and then lost it to Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
Immediately. Oh, so yep. Cool. Putting that thing on my TV.
I don't know. It's just I have way too many titles, and they have all the ROH shit now, and
they have way too many titles.
Way too many titles. Way too many wrestlers. Not enough airtime. Please find a way to get an ROH show so you can at least stick all those titles over there.
Listen, if you don't, if an ROH show isn't like right down the pipeline, you need to get rid of all those fucking titles. There are too many fucking titles there.
Literally, if you're not going to get a TV deal and you're just absorbed ROH as part of you, literally just maybe keep, like, the pure title and get rid of all of them.
Right. I mean, that's fine.
Because
titles together, though.
You know, like, I don't know. Because then you could just make that pure title, like, that kind of a title. It's only for, like, respectable matches, blah, 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 like, true wrestling matches. Fine, you can give it to a lot of these young guns who are good, maybe a few older guys like D-Bry or something for a minute, like,
or Cesaro. That's about what he needs to be.
Yeah, exactly, because that's good titles for guys like that, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't need an ROH champion and a pure champion and tag team champions and I don't even know the champions. Yeah, like, exactly, like, why are we doing all this bullshit?
I never see on TV.
And then the problem is you end up with that many titles in that little TV time. There's titles that are like just non. Like, you have a title, but no one's really watching it get defended because don't put it on Dark or something stupid because no one's watching that.
Yeah, I'm not watching that shit. We tell you that all the time. I don't watch that bullshit.
Yeah. So and it's very rare that I watch Rampage even.
Yeah, I don't watch Rampage. Rampage, I always typically watch the highlights. And usually I find out what happened on Rampage on Wednesday anyway.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I don't know. Either do something more with that show and maybe just put a few of your certain titles to be defended on that show all the time.
They really need to, they have too many fucking titles.
Yeah.
It's participation trophy central. You know what I mean? Like,
and the other thing is, like, there, I feel like there's really not prestige to any of their titles.
You know,
everyone may dog the shit that Roman's had this title for almost 2 years,
right?
But he's had when someone finally captures that title from him, it's going to be one of the biggest pops in recent wrestling history.
Oh shit, somebody actually fucking won.
Yeah, and it's like, and I'm not saying that someone's got to hold a title for 2 years every time to make that happen, but you know, you got a guy that can hold a title for a solid year and have a like an okay run with it. It makes that chase for a title mean something. But their titles seem to change hands so fucking often that it doesn't feel like it's worth anything.
Tony Khan's out there playing WWE 2K.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his universe. I'm going to put the belt on you now for a little while because I like you.
Oh. And it's just like when we play 2K and then...
Now you're going to win the title. I don't really know. Like, he does not give a fuck.
It's just like when we play 2K too, because it's like sometimes I'll have this storyline in my head playing 2K and then I won't play it for like a couple weeks and then I'll play it again. I totally forget what's going on and I'm like, all right, I guess you're just going to take this title now and fuck whatever storyline was going on. Like,
yeah, fuck that shit.
That's exactly what it's like.
Ultimate finishers all the way through. Everybody gets ultimate finishers and yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It is something for the first time at AEW. Maybe not the first time, but definitely one of the first time someone spoke about it anyway.
And yeah.
She had a ref bump.
Yeah.
Retook a bump. And that's how Danny Garcia fucking hit Daniel Bryan with the fucking championship title thing.
Okay.
So Daniel Garcia is no longer a wrestler. He's going back to being a sports entertainment after like a fucking 2 weeks. Like, what the fuck kind of storyline was that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yes, exactly. Like, it's just, I don't know, just pulling shit out of a hat.
Like, you can be a heel wrestler still.
Yeah.
Leave that fucking group.
Yeah.
Let fucking fuckboys and Hagar and Jericho be that group.
Yeah.
Fuck Sammy anyway. Get Sammy out of anything. I don't give a fuck about him.
Yeah, I don't either. But I really don't either. And, like, I understand, like, and, like, I know, and, like, even, like, everything with Sammy and him and Andrade and all that shit right now, like, we talked about that last week a bit, but it's, like, Sammy's good, but Sammy talks a lot of shit for somebody he's only kind of been in the spotlight for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, let's call it 3 years. AEW's been around for 3 years, let's call it 3 years.
Yeah.
For AEW, did you know who he was?
Nope. No, I never heard of him until we watched like the first AEW pay-per-view there.
He wrestled on Impact and I forgot, totally forgot all about him. I didn't know.
I didn't even remember that. So,
I mean, I only know that because Impact told me he wrestled there. Yeah. I went back and looked at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's like, oh, look at me, I'm the greatest ever. I'm like, dude, you had one mid-card, well, you had three mid-card runs technically, but it's the same fucking title.
Yep.
And none of them were special.
Yeah.
You're getting that killed fucking Matt Hardy.
Yep. And it's like, he thinks because he's pretty athletic and he can flip around and he's got a pretty boy face that he's like the next big thing in wrestling. And it's like, you're really not.
He's really not.
Like, you're no different. You're like AEW's version of like Austin Theory. Like, you're just... I don't know.
Yeah, to an extent, I believe I agree with you on that. I mean, he thinks he's fucking Ricky Starks.
Yeah.
He's not Ricky Starks. He's definitely more Austin Theory.
Yeah.
Now, Austin Theory thinks he's Dolph Ziggler.
Yes. He's not Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler lost, but that's beside the point.
Huh?
Dolph Ziggler's a jobber now, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. But still, he... yeah, I don't know. That kind of shit rubs me the wrong way sometimes. It's like, look, I understand you're talented and you're pretty good and you could be something. Someday you could be something. But let's not get too ahead of yourself because you're talking shit to another guy who is just stuck in the mid-card and not going anywhere, kind of like you.
I did think the fucking "you can't get yourself over in two fucking coverages" is pretty fucking funny though.
It was a hilarious jab because it's not true. Like, it's
right.
It's true. He's like, and I don't like him at all. I agree with what Sammy said to an extent. It's just sometimes like, all right, buddy.
You're really not there. Like, you're not at the echelon that you think you are.
Exactly. So it's like, it's funny to throw a little rib every now and then, but it's like, you took it a little too far, kind of.
Watches AEW for Sammy fucking Guevara.
No. And honestly, like, you can hate me all you want for saying this, you AEW loyalist fans. If it wasn't for people like Jericho and Moxley, where would AEW really be right now? At the end of the day, yeah, they got a lot of good people over there. I'm not going to lie. I like a lot of those people too. But without a few bigger names that kind of made things pop off good for them early, like, I don't know.
And that's why Chris Jericho is your ROH champion right now.
Yeah.
Just so, like, he's that bigger name. And who's your other champion right now? Oh, Jon Moxley.
Exactly. And they're so lucky that with all the shit that happened with everyone acting like children backstage and starting fights, that they had Moxley around to take that title again.
Yeah.
Because there's not really anybody else in that company that's going to hold that title and have an okay run, I feel like.
MJF.
Yeah, but I feel like we're building towards that right now with MJF.
Building toward that. I mean, well, how funny would it be if he won that title, gets a nice long fucking carry with it, and then just fucking leaves?
It's totally something that MJF would do. He would take that title, he would have a nice reign with it, and be like, oh, WWE's going to pay me more to be their champion? All right, here you go. Fuck you. Here's your belt back.
Would you like, rather be AEW world champion or fucking United States champion for more money? I mean, obviously, where's the money at? Like, I don't mind being US champion if it's the same fucking money or more money.
Exactly, because like, if you want me just to come over and be like the US champion or like the IC champion for a little bit, like, and you're going to give me more money than I'm making in AEW, and it's MJF. The kid has the talent to be one of the next biggest, like, he's going to be like his generation's Ric Flair, for Christ's sakes. Like, I mean,
yeah, he is going to get massive heat for like ever. I mean,
he's really good at it. It's like we talk about with Baron Corbin. He's good at his job because we hate him. Well, MJF is the same way. MJF is like a guy that like can just make you hate him no matter what. Like, he's just has an innate ability to be able to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, Corbin is watered down on social media compared to MJF, but like,
yeah, oh no, absolutely. Like, MJF is top tier.
Although Corbin does do a good job of keeping kayfabe up social media wise.
He does, but no one else can do it like MJF. MJF carries that kayfabe to a level we haven't seen since like the 80s. You know, where like they did not like show themselves outside of the like their homes unless they were like being in character.
He might be the best one since Taker.
It only
was the last one.
And maybe that's why he took that little hiatus break anyway, is because you can only be on character like that for so long without needing to take a small break and, like, breathe for a minute.
Well, he had to go be nice to his girlfriend so they can get proposed to be married and shit.
Yeah. So.
She'll say no.
But honestly, right now in that company, MJF should be the next champion.
He'll be the next champion. That's why I didn't want to fucking put on Daniel Bryan yet, because I didn't want his first run to be a transitional one. Blah, blah, blah. Three times.
Blah, yeah. Blah. Also, I'd rather have Moxley have it for a third time than fucking D-Bry have it, because I just don't think D-Bry is more than like an A-minus player.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, like, he is extremely overrated. People love him. I mean, he's great. But there's no underdog story with him right now.
He's great in
the underdog role.
Exactly. And he's great to watch in the ring because he is a very good technical wrestler. But like other than that, he doesn't have the star power to carry a title.
Right. Like, I don't know. Not a whole show like that anyway. Like, people wouldn't watch that.
Yeah. And it's like you look at his run when he won at WrestleMania 30, he was like, oh, it's like, oh, that was so fucking awesome. And 2 months later, I was like, well, this is boring.
Like, oh, great. Now here comes Lesnar. Cool.
Yep.
I don't know.
So,
Just saying. What a doubtful to Lesnar.
yeah. All right. I don't think I got anything else to bitch about from this week. Do
I got
you?
nothing else for the week. I mean, like, I'm sure something happened. I just don't care. Fuck.
Yep.
All right. We'll let King bitch for a little bit.
Yep.
And we'll come back with an attempt at a quick game. We'll see how that goes.
All right.
All right.
The following does not express the views of Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 and are only King's views. Hashtag shut up, King.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. It is time once again. I am the King of Old School. This is the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. And again, apparently my views are my own, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. Okay, anyway, as always, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Feel free to drop a comment. What are you guys thinking about all this Bray Wyatt shit? Who do you think are the rest of the Wyatt Six? Who's under the masks? What are you guys thinking? You think it's Alexa? You think it's going to be Liv? Who's going to be the Sister Abigail? Either that or go to my old standby. Hashtag shut up king. Make this trend. Okay. Let's get down to it. Let's start off. I did catch recaps of SmackDown and Raw. Really nothing really got my attention aside from Bray Wyatt on Friday and what do you call it? And AJ and the OC on Monday, really. And that was pretty much everything that caught my attention. I have to admit I did not watch AEW at all. I really haven't caught AEW in a few weeks. Every time I do, it seems to be it just seems to be Jungle Boy in the ring every time I watch it. So nothing against Jungle Boy, I just don't really care enough to sit through. It's just every time I put it on, he's on there. So yeah. Anyway, moving on. So the OC is back together, apparently. AJ brought back Anderson and Galloway. I don't know. Gallows, excuse me. Yeah, Gallows. So that's going to be interesting. Now, I think this has more of a setup going into Survivor Series. That's going to be the interesting part. But right now, I see it being a six-man tag for Crown Jewel. I see Raw really stepping up a little bit for that for that part of it for Crown Jewel. I just get this feeling that you're going to see the OC versus the Judgment Day. So that's my thought. I think that's going to happen. Could you see? The guys brought it up last week, but do you think that you could see a triples championship in the WWE? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you'll see a three-person tag team championship, but I could be wrong. I mean, it's happened before in other places. So, you know, we'll see what happens. By the way, I love fucking recording here alone in my house when my dogs are awake and around. I have both my dogs right now running around like idiots trying to figure out who I'm talking to. So, and one of them's just looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, Moving on. So yeah, I think that that's going to be a triple, going to be a six-man tag match at Crown Jewel. Also at Crown Jewel, I think you're going to see, obviously you're going to see Lashley and Brock, which could turn into something bigger. Personally, I'd like to see Lashley go against Reigns at least once. I don't think I've seen that. I don't think that's happened, but I'd like to see Lashley versus Reigns for the title after he's done with this shit with Lesnar. I don't get what's going on with Lesnar. I think that this is just pretty much, you know, this is what the Saudis want, so this is what their Saudis are going to get kind of a deal. But that's just my thought. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be an asshole. Hashtag shut up, gang. But yeah, that whole thing with Brock Lesnar, that just out of nowhere, that made no sense to me. Unless it's going to come out that he's with Seth Rollins, which I don't think is going to happen. I think it's just a random setup for the Saudi show. Boom, boom, it's done. So let's go down to Friday. The bit with Bray Wyatt, that was interesting. I apologize for the sirens going on behind me. I'm sitting by the window. But you know, that bit with Bray Wyatt, that was very interesting. Especially where he almost, I mean, he's apparently a hell of an actor, but you know, where he almost sounded scared in the beginning, talking as himself, and then he comes back as, you know, and pretty much threatens the world. That was interesting. I don't know what to expect out of this. I really don't. I've been trying to figure this out, but I don't know what to expect. Are these people going to be where he's got the people in the masks and in the suits? Are they going to be wrestling in these masks? Or are they going to unmask and it's like, okay, well, here's this guy and here's Bo and here's, you know, I mean, how are they going to do that? But apparently the speculation is flying around as who's going to be under these masks. The only thing that's almost a guarantee is that one of them is going to be Bo Dallas, his brother Taylor. And if that is true, then they think that Sister Abigail will be Liv Morgan, not Alexa Bliss. And that's going to set up a feud between the two. That could be interesting. But I don't know. I don't know what to think. That's pretty much all I had really to talk about. So instead, I want to speculate a little bit. Because I've been noticing some things. And I've got this idea in my head. So I'm going to go past the Saudi show. I'm going to go to Survivor Series. I'm willing to bet. I'm actually pretty confident in this. That you're going to see the OC plus Edge and Rey Mysterio in a classic Survivor Series match against the Judgment Day and Alpha Academy. Why? Because of the shit that went on last Monday with Alpha Academy there. Could that have been a one-off thing? Maybe. But I just got this feeling that they're going to bring in a semi-solid tag team to combat the Anderson and Gallows. So I think he might not be an exact member of the Judgment Day, but I think that they're going to bring somebody in like that can counteract them. And that's going to be, you know, the three singles and the tag team, and there you go. There's your Survivor Series match for Raw. Kind of makes sense in my head. I actually hope to see it. It actually looks, it's played out, don't get me wrong, but matchup-wise, it actually looks pretty interesting. And I think they're going to keep on doing these stupid shit with Dom and Ray. So, hey, why not? I like I said, I think this is all going to build up. Don't think that this first shot's going to be fired on until Royal Rumble. It's going to be something stupid, something dinky. That's why I think Royal Rumble. I think Ray's going to surprise Dominic and toss him over the top. That's a thought. That's my thought. And then it's going to culminate to a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. This is going to be a long, slow burn, people. That's my thought. Let's move on. Speaking of Ray, he won that the four-way to be the number one contender for Gunther's match. Gunther's Intercontinental Championship. I don't really like that. I think Ray is going to get killed in that match. But then again, I go in thinking that Ray's going to get his ass kicked in every match because of the size difference. And then, you know, you see him go out there and he beats, you know, fucking Big Show and like it's nothing. So, you know, why not do it to Gunther? So I could be wrong, but I just don't see it happening. The only way I see it happening is if they get this to play into something going on with Survivor Series. If Ray wins the title and then the entire fucking Judgment Day guns for that belt. That's the only way I can see that belt changing hands. Not saying it won't, but I'm saying that's my thought on how it's going to turn out. I do have my next question. As I said, I like Bobby Lashley. I want to see him first off beat Lesnar. But now I'm questioning, after that, do you move him against Reigns? Throw, you know, to keep Reigns looking good? Or what do you do? They obviously have taken the belt off of Lashley for a reason. So are they going to gear up for him to make a push? Who do you think is going to be the next one to challenge Reigns for the title? I mean, he's pretty much gone through everybody. I mean, he already went. Didn't he beat Wyatt for the fucking belt? I don't even remember anymore. He's had that belt for so fucking long. But I know he did. That Wyatt is on his list. He did beat Wyatt at one point. He beat Strowman. It's gonna have to be somebody recycled. Someone's gonna have to get a second shot at it. Either that, or you're gonna bring up. It's gotta be somebody. One of these guys coming back up, or something stupid's gonna happen. I just don't know what to expect. My other thought, obviously, Money in the Bank briefcase. I've been saying it for weeks that I don't think Theory, that since Triple H has taken over, I don't think Theory is going to get that push. I don't think he's going to be holding on to that briefcase. Wouldn't be surprised to see the briefcase go on the line at the Saudi show against Gargano. If that is the case and Gargano gets the champ, gets the briefcase, you're going to see a Daniel Bryan type of push against Roman Reigns. I just got that feeling that he's going to cheap shot somehow get in there. Typical Money in the Bank bullshit. And he's going to, if Gargano does do that. On the flip side, Theory could just as well do that, but I don't see if someone else would have to beat Reigns for Theory to cash it. And I don't see that happening. I can see if, you know, Gargano takes the briefcase from Reigns. Reigns has a tough-ass fight against somebody, and then Gargano comes in, cashes in, and does something stupid, and boom, 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 it's done. That could be that's a slight possibility. I don't know. It's just quick thought. I am working on something. I want to talk to the guys about it. I've got a couple of ideas going through for November. Just in case there's no huge, depending on what happens with this Crown Jewel and Survivor Series build up. So we'll see what happens. But I do have something I want to talk to the guys about. So hopefully we'll have something big planned in the next couple of weeks. And aside from that, I have no douchebag. I have no question. I have really nothing else to talk about. So yeah, I'm done talking to myself. And maybe my dogs will stop looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. All right.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the Background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
Here's the game. I have like 14 or 15 horror movies that starred or had wrestlers in them.
Okay.
I will name the movie. You tell me the wrestler.
Okay.
Some of these are not horror movies, but whatever. we'll get through that in a minute. Some of these are pretty fucking hard, though.
Okay.
First up, Halloween.
Halloween?
Yep.
Fuck, I have no idea who was in that. I don't know. Like, I'm just gonna guess someone random. Bray Wyatt.
It is not Bray Wyatt. He was also in Devil's Rejects.
Who the hell was in Devil's Rejects that I don't remember as a wrestler?
He was also in X-Men.
He was in what?
X-Men.
Oh.
He played Sabretooth.
Who the hell is that?
Taylor May.
Oh, I have no idea. Okay, I would never got that one.
WCW guy.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was him, a Sabretooth.
This one, I fucking God, if you get it, I'm, I don't know, man. Like, I'll give you $1,000. The name of the movie is Night of the Ghouls.
Okay.
It is a 1959 fucking cult classic horror movie. And it stars a Swedish professional wrestler named Tor Johnson. I could have literally said like, any fucking name there. You'd be like, all right, whatever. Next.
Yeah. Yep. I would never got that in a million years.
Apparently it's about that the movie Ed Wood or whatever was kind of about him.
Yeah.
You know, he had a role in that. His character was in that, and that was played by George the Animal Steele.
Ah.
I actually know that guy.
Yeah.
This one is definitely a straight to Netflix, straight to video, whatever fucking movie. It's called Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I still want to watch it, though.
Who the fuck is in this one?
He's an ECW former champion.
Like Raven?
That's a good guess. It's incorrect, but it is a... Oh my god, there's other wrestlers in this one, too.
Oh.
Anyway.
Who the hell needed a paycheck that bad?
Oh, Shane Douglas was the star of this movie.
Oh, holy shit.
But along,
I never thought it would have been Shane Douglas in a million years.
Shane Douglas and his fellow wrestlers have to survive a night. These wrestlers include Rowdy Roddy Piper, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Matt Hardy, Kurt Angle, and more.
What the hell? I have to see this movie now.
Yeah. I
have to see this movie now. There's way too many wrestlers I know in that to not see that.
Right. Paul Heyman probably wrote it himself. All right, this one's easy, but you're going to hate the answer.
Okay.
Santa Sleigh.
Is this like Hulk Hogan?
No. No, but you're on the right line.
Who else would it be
more yell at the wall than Hogan?
Ric Flair?
Oh, God, you went the wrong way. Still in the right Sting? Realm, but not quite.
Sting?
God damn it. Goldberg.
Oh, fuck.
I thought you were going to hate this one.
Yeah, I hate most of those names that I just said at the current point in time.
Oh, I get it. All right. This one, I don't think I've ever seen, but it sounds like I've seen it. It's called Army of the Dead. I definitely don't remember that picture, so.
Army of the Dead is probably Batista.
It is Batista. Good job.
That's on Netflix. That's an easy one.
Oh, all right, whatever. Devil's Rejects, not Taylor Mayne.
Not Taylor. The fuck? What other? I don't know of any wrestlers in that movie. I don't know.
Bang!
Kurgan? Oh, Mick Foley.
Bang!
Oh, DDP. Never mind.
DDP.
I heard bang and I thought Mick Foley thing. I don't know. Yeah, DDP was in fucking Devil's Rejects.
Yes.
Why don't I remember that? I've seen that movie a few times.
Probably because he was one of the fucking hillbillies. Like, I mean, like, still, okay. He was in the movie.
Now I'm gonna go watch that movie again just so I can like
Billy look Ray for Snapper.
That definitely sounds like a hillbilly.
So that's who we played.
All right.
This one I don't really consider a horror movie, but I can see why people think it's a horror movie. Blade Trinity. Easy.
That's not a horror movie, but that's Triple H.
Thanks. It's easy. It's an easy one too.
Yeah.
This one you might get. Leprechaun. Leprechaun.
That's Hornswoggle?
Yep. this movie looks like a horror movie. Isle of the Dead.
Isle of the Dead.
Yep. Female wrestler.
Oh. I Trish Stratus.
Nope. She's, I don't know if she's Canadian, but she is French.
Maurice?
Yep.
That was easier.
I hear that cat. That's a good clue.
Yep.
There's another one. I don't really consider a horror movie. More of an action movie. Predator.
Oh, that's Jesse the Body Ventura.
Good job. Again, not a horror movie. I didn't make this fucking list, obviously.
I mean, I guess I could see how it could be considered like a horror action flick, but it's not just a solely horror flick.
Yeah, it's definitely not a horror movie. This one is awesome. Because awesome. I didn't make this fucking list. That was really fucking easy, so if you get it wrong, I'm going to stab you.
Okay.
The Mummy Returns.
The Rock.
That was just really fucking easy. This one's also really easy.
Okay.
See No Evil.
Kane.
This movie I've never heard of. Girl on the Third Floor.
I've never heard of that either. Who the fuck is that? I don't know. John Cena?
2019.
Who?
2019 this movie came out.
Oh, it's a newer movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely not John Cena, but like, I don't fucking know. Like, I have no idea. The Miz.
That's a good fucking guess. It's actually CM Punk, but The Miz is a good guess. All right, and then let's see. I got They Live.
Oh, that's Roddy Piper.
That's the easiest one.
Yeah.
That's it for that list. I have another list. I don't want to read all through it because I think it's all the same shit.
Oh, okay.
But that was kind of fun. If you can think of anything else.
Well, like, I mean, we all know of a few notable, like, wrestlers in movies, I guess. Because it's, like, No Hold Barred. Not a horror movie, but...
Right, not a horror movie, but still.
Kurgan was in fucking the first Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law.
There was a ton of them that were in MacGruber.
Yeah. And then, weren't they in one of, I feel like somebody was in some, I can't even remember right now. There was some, like, stupid, like, remake of, like, one of the football movies or something like that that I thought a wrestler or two was in.
Goldberg's in, like, The Longest Yard or whatever. Here's one you won't be able to get. I'm going to give you 5 fucking movies, and it's the same wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Is it 5? Whatever. Santo versus the Zombies. Santo versus the Vampire Women. Santo versus Dracula. Santo in the Treasure of Capolinia. And the Mummies of Guanajuato. Something.
Okay.
Let me read the first 3 again, see if you can figure it out.
Santo?
Yeah, very good. Good job.
Like, who the fuck is that?
The Mexican wrestler. He's like a Mexican Hall of Famer. Like, for real.
Oh.
He's literally in the movies and beat up, like, the fucking, like, the mummy and werewolves and shit.
Yeah.
He was a Mexican superhero. So Mexican movies, they made him go around.
Well, I know in Mexico a lot of times there were a lot of luchadors that had movies and shit too. So
El Santo, I mean, beat up, you know, went around, did a horror thing. Also, it's like westerns too. So, like, yeah. Western, with like a guy on like a fucking horse with a luchador mask on. It's pretty funny.
Oh, Lord.
I'll say so myself.
Oh.
I took a dip this week. On the phone sucks.
Yeah, it's not as we don't get as talkative as we do in person, but we're in person next week, so
I'm just fluid. I gotta make up some bullshit game I'll like pull out of my ass and not come up with preparation. So all right, cool. I'll get this posted up then and we're good to go. Until next week, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.